News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Outside our broadcast center, it is minus 18, the wind chill minus 33, and for a second morning in a row, there are many school districts in our listening area that have canceled class. You can get that full list right here at our website, WSAU.com/cancellations. Look for the yellow tab on the upper right-hand side of our homepage. It'll be updated in real time throughout the day. The other weather concern is the propane shortage, which Governor Walker addressed yesterday. Two fronts here. The governor says he'll make $8 million in heating assistance available for those who heat with propane and are dealing with higher prices. The governor also says he will extend an $8.5 million line of credit to propane suppliers who also have to pay the higher spot price.
The banks and other financial institutions of the state will be aware of the fact that the state stands ready to provide assistance to make sure we can provide that line of credit.
The governor also says from an executive order that he signed over the weekend, the National Guard is on standby. They could be called up to set up heating centers should there be a shortage of propane supplies. Two divisions of the Noel Group have been sold to Berkshire Hathaway Specialty Insurance. Noel's a major employer in the Stevens Point area. The two divisions being sold are Insure America LLC and MyAssist Inc. Terms have not been made public. John Noel is the group's founder. He says the sale of the two divisions came rather quickly. He says this is good news for their future.
I can't tell you how excited all of us are, all of our employees and management. We're extremely enthused about being part of the Berkshire Hathaway Group.
Now, Noel says he personally will stay on after the sale with a goal of increasing international business and overseeing operations. As is tradition, the president hits the road after delivering his State of the Union address, and this year, President Obama will be making a stop in suburban Milwaukee.
As part of a nationwide tour following tonight's State of the Union address, the president will visit southeastern Wisconsin. Obama will spend the night in Milwaukee on Wednesday, with a speech planned for Thursday morning at General Electric's gas engine facility in Waukesha. Obama's speech is expected to focus on the economy. The event at GE will be closed to the public. The Wisconsin stop is part of a four-state tour, which includes visits to Maryland, Pittsburgh, and Nashville. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And this is just in. There are several reports out of Washington saying the president is going to issue an executive order raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour for employees who work under federal contract or who work on federal projects. A former Langlade County sheriff's deputy was convicted Monday of second-degree sexual assault of a child. This plea deal was reached for 26-year-old Michael Brayton of Gleason. He was originally charged with 22 felonies, including sexual assault of a 15-year-old girl and child enticement. As part of a plea deal, 21 of the counts were dropped. He could still get 40 years in prison. The sentencing date will come in April. The Adams man accused of shooting his girlfriend when she startled him from his sleep has reached a plea deal. 29-year-old Coleman Dybel was charged with first-degree reckless homicide for the killing of Tony Voss back on March 2nd. According to a complaint, Dybel thought an intruder was attacking Voss, so he fired his loaded shotgun. He'll be in court for a plea hearing on February 17th. The Bancroft man accused of killing a dog with a hammer did not show up for his court appearance, so Portage County Judge Thomas Flagner has now issued a warrant for 26-year-old Cody Phillips. Phillips is charged with felony animal abuse resulting in death. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Another bright but very cold day for this Tuesday. It'll be breezy out there with a high of 5 below zero. That west wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Still a bit breezy tonight with some scattered clouds, a low of 14 below. Then for Wednesday, turning a bit milder in the afternoon. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 14. Thursday, some light snow likely through midday, maybe an inch or so. Then decreasing clouds later with a high of 17. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Dealing with extreme cold around central Wisconsin for a second morning in a row. Throughout this cold snap, we have all the latest watches and warnings, plus the six-day forecast and hour-by-hour temperatures on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. And you can get a daily forecast to your cell phone by texting weather to 39327 from WSAU and wsau.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.